This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months. $90 for 6 months. Or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It is time now for my strawberry letter for today. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please, please submit your strawberry letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, strawberry letter.
Nephew, thank you. Subject, new year, new body. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 29-year-old married man, and I got married 2 years ago. When I got married, I had a baby on the way by my wife and another baby on the way by a lady that I had a one-night stand with. I manned up and admitted everything the week before my wedding. My fiance was so caught up in getting married that she didn't react to what I told her. I expected her to yell and scream, but she stayed calm, cool, and collected until we got home from our honeymoon. That's when she flipped the script and got evil. She said that from here on out, we have a marriage of convenience and she will do whatever she wants to do when she wants to do it. She said we will still do things as a couple in public, but that's it. We argued for a full week, but in the end, she got her way and she is living her best life. Usually when I am at home taking care of our daughter. Stephen Shirley, my wife goes out a couple of nights a week, and she comes home late or the next day sometimes. She thinks this is how she's getting even with me, but I told her it makes her look like trash when our mutual friends see her out drunk without her husband. I worry about her well-being a lot and asked her if it would be better if we separated for a while. She keeps saying that she wants me to suffer, but this has gone on long enough. She bragged to me recently about this new man she met, and she had the nerve to say new year, new body to me. She's steadily collecting bodies, different men, and got me out here looking like a fool. When is enough enough? Is this what I deserve, or is it time to cut my losses and divorce this woman? When is enough enough? When you say enough is enough, okay? When you get sick and tired of this. Your wife, like you said in the letter, is evil. I mean, this game she's playing is not about payback. It's about her cheating and doing whatever she wants to do with convenience and the security of marriage. She's holding you and this marriage hostage for her own selfish gain. And while you're not blameless in this situation because you did sleep with someone else unprotected, but at least you took accountability and were willing to work it out, it doesn't make it right what you did, but you manned up. She took advantage, though, of everything. How long are you supposed to pay for this? I mean, what kind of life is this? Are you supposed to pay for this for the rest of your life while you're in married to this woman? What kind of life is that going to be? Marriage with no love, no nothing, your wife out drunk, cheating, bringing different men. This is craziness. I hope you're taking care of the other baby that you had, and now you need to take care of yourself. If this was a real marriage, I could see you staying and trying to work it out. But in this case, you have every single reason to walk away from this woman. Steve?
Wow. I'm a little surprised in your answer, Shirley, because of what the man did. I know you say that he's not blameless either. Mm-mm. But both of these people are creating a situation that they bought to us that there isn't a fix for, because each one decided to use their own form of fixing. And each one of their method of fixing this has worsened the situation. So it's a 29-year-old man. He got married 2 years ago. And then when he got married, his fiance was having a baby. But also another lady he had a one-night stand with was having a baby at the same time. He said, I manned up and admitted everything the week before my wedding. Okay, now you can say I manned up and then admitted it. But that don't, I got you, bro. I got what you're trying to say. But because you manned up does not excuse the act itself. The act was a pretty big act, man. You not only slept with somebody else, that somebody else is pregnant with another child. At the same time, your wife had her child. And even though you admitted it a week before, guess what? Her fix was, I'm going to get married anyway. She kept it to herself. She played the game out. Y'all had the wedding, everybody over. You took the pictures, you ate the cake. Y'all even went on a honeymoon. She waited till she got back to tell you how upset she was with it. You expected her to be mad and all this here, but no. Y'all got home from the honeymoon. That's when she flipped the script and got evil. Now, is that right for her to do it that way? I'm going to tell you why it's wrong, because now, I think you did the right thing by going in there and telling her. Because how you going to keep this a secret? I actually know somebody who did that very same thing and kept the secret. And somebody else told on him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
That's not what you're doing.
I understand. Now, when I come back, I'm going to show you how this has backfired on both of y'all. And then I'll tell you what I do.
All right.
How about
Hang on,
that?
Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, New Year, New Body. We'll get back into it right after this.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months. $90 for 6 months. Or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is New Year, New Body.
29-year-old man married to a woman who's having his baby, but he also had an affair. And the woman he had an affair with in a one-night stand, so he says, is having a baby also. A week before the wedding, he said he manned up and admitted to his wife what she had did. He expected her to yell and all like that. She didn't yell. That's what... See, I'd have left then.
When she didn't yell.
Wasn't no yelling, wasn't no hollering, all this here. And I'd have knew, this is not... I can't go to sleep around her. That might have came to that. But anyway, she was so caught up in the wedding, she went on and followed it through. And waited till after y'all got home for the honeymoon, and that's when she flipped the script and became evil. And she told this man, from here on out, we now have a marriage of convenience, and she gonna do whatever she wanna do whenever she wanna do it. She said, now in public, we gonna still do things as a couple, but that's it. Then you said, we argued for a full week, but in the end, she got her way. Right there, dog. Now, you suffered from guilt because you did wrong, did the girl wrong. She played you all the way through the marriage, and now here come the get back. But see, the way both of y'all chose to handle this is so ignorant on so many levels. I'm going to marry you anyway, but now it's a marriage of convenience. I'm going to do what I want to do. That ain't no life, man. But then you agreed to it because you felt like, you know, you had wronged her. So now what she decided to do? She going to go out living her best life. You at home with your daughter. She out a couple nights a week, come home late or the next day. Man, ain't nobody sitting still for this here. I'm at the house with the baby. You don't come home till late or sometimes not at all. And she think this how she gonna get even with me. But I told her it makes her look like trash when our mutual friends see how drunk without her husband. You sitting at the house accepting this? This is the agreement, the arrangement that you agreed to, or I'm pretty sure you didn't think you had this in mind. I worry about her well-being a lot and ask her if it would be better if we separated for a while. She keeps saying she wants me to suffer, but this is going on long enough. Then she told you recently about this new man she met, and she had the nerve to say, new year, new body. She's steady collecting bodies, different men. Man, what?
Crazy.
Man, listen to me. This don't make no sense. And you sitting here, and I can't really detect in the letter how long this is going on, but it's going on for a while.
At least 2 years.
You're not punishing me for 2 years.
Mm-mm.
I'm not asking your permission. Should we separate? Anyway, she got me out here looking like a fool. When is enough enough? Is this what I deserve? Yeah, you deserve all that. Or is it time to cut my losses and divorce this woman? See, listen to me. Both of y'all made stupid decisions. You initiated this with your infidelity.
her trying to get you back by marrying you anyway, but then having this marriage of convenience to do what I want to do. You at the house with the baby. She in here out in the street with these men. Now she coming home telling you about these men. Bad girl, bye. This marriage was doomed from the beginning. From the very beginning. And both of you all's solutions was dooming the marriage further from there was no reconciliation here. There was no resolve here. This marriage is all get back. You ain't even said y'all having no relations at all. What, Shirley?
29. They're really young, too. He's 29.
I ain't never been that young. You know what I mean? I'm not finna play this game with you.
No.
You're not doing this. You wouldn't doing this to me if I'm 17. I'm gonna figure this one out. Wait, I'm at the house watching the dog and you out with wait, what? No, so both of them's decision was wrong. He agreed to let her do this marriage of convenience. I'd have stopped it right there. We're not finna play this game. Now, I said I'm sorry. I know sorry is not good enough at this point. I know I damaged your trust and faith and all like this. My bad. This the marriage should have never happened if this was going to be the fix. Because now you just got a complete mess right here. Yeah. All because you did what you did, but all because now she's doing what she's doing, and all because y'all decided this is the way we're going to fix it. There's no resolve here. There's no forgiveness here. There's no resolution here. Y'all need therapy. But I'm getting a divorce.
Yeah. Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Facebook at Steve Harvey FM.
Hey,
and check us
you
out.
You can go do whatever you want to do. You just ain't going to be married to me and do it. That's all.
Right. On the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover's accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.